Blog Talk Radio.
Believing.
Goodbye to my pain, goodbye to my trouble, goodbye to my
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all on Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. But before I do anything, let me apologize. I wanted to announce Pastor Bill's birthday yesterday, and things got away, and I don't know why I didn't go back to it, but anyway, I want to apologize to her and let her know I wish you I hope you had the best birthday ever and continue to live in the Spirit and live with the Lord. And I pray that everybody on here join in with me in wishing you a happy B-Day. Now, with that being said, we're going to ask Pastor Bill on her day after her birthday, it should be so kind. I tried to call you yesterday, too. I'm going to tell you that, too. I tried to call you, let you know I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I forgot. But anyway, I'm going to ask you to give us a word of prayer. And after the prayer, anyone would like to have a word to say or anything that you're thankful for, we're going to ask you to press 1, and we'll let you in. Right now, Pastor Bill, vacationing Pastor Bill.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that birthday greeting. Amen. And the song, I Believe. Amen. One of my favorite songs. And that's what we have to do is believe. Amen. Goodbye to my pain. Goodbye to my sorrow. Goodbye to my troubles. I like that. Amen. Tell it all goodbye. We believe. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from John, the 11th chapter, verses 24 through 26, reading from the King James. It says, Martha said it unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And we, Father God, for the song that was played to remind us that we have to believe no matter what things look like. We are to put our trust in you and believe that you will bring it to pass. Father God, we ask that you continue, Lord, to bless the Word at Noon and our pastor as he teaches the Word. Father God, be with him, Father God, guide him and direct him as he teaches this word, Father God. And we're so thankful, Father God, that the word is, even though it's in the Bible, we have to have it in our hearts. And Lord, we're just thankful that we can meditate on the word so that it can be in our hearts. We ask that you will bless all those who called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Continue to strengthen each and every one of us, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. May they be healed. May they put their trust in you, Father God, and know that they are healed because your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, be with all those who are bereaved today, Father God. Give them that peace that they need to get through for such a time as this. And those that are going through, Father God, that are struggling with something going on in their life, Father God, we know you're a way maker out of no way. Nothing impossible for you. So bless them, Father God, to trust you also. And Lord, we ask that you continue to keep us all covered under the blood of Jesus, protecting us all from danger seen and unseen, Father God, and continue to have your way in our lives. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I truly appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying your stay wherever you're at and your birthday week. And just thank God for you. Maybe I'm going to talk my children into sending me somewhere, taking me somewhere, something for my birthday. But thank you so much.
That would be beautiful. You're welcome, Pastor.
Yes. Hey, brother, sister, we're talking about believing that the word is the final authority. And so we've been talking about believing that the word is the final authority. And we've broken down what authority means, broken down what belief. Even though today is Thankful Thursday, whatever you want to share, well, press one and we'll let you in. It's Thankful Thursday. And you all, you better hurry because, I would jump right on there where we left off yesterday. Press one. Anyone would like to have anything to say now, press one. Don't want to leave you out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
It looks like. Okay. Okay. Is this Evangelist Renee?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good morning. Not morning no more. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Pastor Dale. We love you
so much.
Thank you. You're having a wonderful time. You're quite welcome. I know you are. I know KB taking care of you. I already know.
Yes.
We thank God.
Yes.
I won't put you out there on the numbers, but God is good. He is so good.
It's a blessing to have that number. So come on with it.
My Pastor Bell, my big sister, is 72.
Hallelujah.
That's a big, big number. And we thank God for blessing you and keeping you. I truly thank Him for you've been in my life, all my life, and you've taken care of me. You've guided me through hard times. I just thank the Lord for you and ask that He will keep you, protect you, be a fence around you because you're such a loving person. I love you, sister.
I love you too, sister.
thank you so much. You're welcome, sis. I thank the Lord. I really do. I thank Him for my brother, Pastor, I'm going to put you out there too, Louis Beasley.
Oh, yeah.
I love y'all both. Y'all have been in my life all my life. Y'all have guided me through hard times. And I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord that if it wasn't for Pastor Bell and Pastor Beasley, I don't know where I would be. I don't think I would be in the Word like I am, because I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't have no one else in my life telling me the Word, sharing the Word. So I just thank him. I thank him for y'all. He's so good. Y'all don't know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, for those that don't know, you know, you've been promised 3 scores and 10. So when you get that 10, you got your promise. Yeah, that's your gift right there. But yeah, you want to be thankful for that gift. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, they don't make it that far. I mean, y'all probably know some people right now that make it that far. So when you can get to 70, you got your gift and beyond. So from what Evangelist Renee just said, Pastor got 2 more years of gifts. So, boy, that's a blessing right there. Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for bringing that up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry, Pastor. What you
said? That's all right. That's all right, Pastor. Because I'm thankful, too. Amen. Thankful to see 72, praise God. And thankful that the Word of God is faithful, it's true. And we are to stand on that Word, stand on His promises. Amen. There might have been some times in our life. Let me just make it personal. There have been some struggles in my life that I had to. I'm like Evangelist Renee now. I had to lean and depend on the Lord. And I just thank God for the Word, because being in the Word, it helps me to grow daily. I'm still growing now, praise God. I don't know it all, but I'm staying in the Word of God so that I can continue to grow and continue to share that Word with others as well. And I'm thankful my children, they all just show so much love, you know. And as pastors say, yes, I am blessed. I am blessed. I'd be blessed if they didn't show it, but they do, and I thank God. And I'm enjoying Fort Wayne, Indiana. It has weather like Ohio. Not as cold, but like Ohio. Praise God. Ooh. And they've been pampering me every day since I've been here. I mean, they treat me like a queen. I just thank God for them. My oldest daughter and her husband. Oh, thank you, Pastor. Yeah, this is my oldest daughter and her husband. It's just truly a blessing, showing me around and taking me around. And they're gracious, trying to feed me every opportunity they get. But I just thank God, you know, because it's truly a blessing. And, you know, we just have to thank God for, you know, family and friends. And as Evangelist Renee was saying, yes, Pastor, he's been in our life for a long time, and I thank God for that, too, and the fellowship and the friendship that we have and the love that we have for one another. You know, when you stay with God, He'll bring people in your life. Amen. And some of the people, they'll stay in your life, and other people, they're just there for a season. The pastor been there longer than a season, praise God. So we just thank God, too, for His word as well on this thankful Thursday. Yes, I'm thankful. Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, I'm sorry for those that hung up. You could press 1 and we would have let you in. But anyway, hallelujah. I'm just thankful for those that still here and those that appreciating someone loving on somebody else other than you. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people think if they ain't the centerpiece, you know, the show ain't going to go on. That's what I'm trying to say. But I am thankful, Pastor. I don't care if you spend the next 2 hours talking about how good God been to you, Pastor Evangelist Renee, myself, and anybody else want to join in. I can spend the next 2 hours talking about how good God's been. Because I tell you, I know more about God after 60 than I knew before 60.
Amen.
Say that again, because some of y'all didn't hear that.
Yes.
I learned more about God after 60 than I did before 60.
That's right. Amen.
So
amen.
I'm happy to be thankful because if God opened that word up for me in my latter years. You know, I mean, I always been in church, played church, all that kind. But I'm talking about the word coming alive. It really didn't come alive to me and with me to after 50. I'm being honest with you guys. And God really brought revelation after I turned 60. So I just have to give him the praise and the glory for that. And
Amen.
It's just a different thing. Because, see, before I was like Thomas. You know, we were talking about Thomas yesterday, and we'll go back and read that. But we were talking about Thomas, how he believed in what he see and what he saw.
Right.
So for all them many years, at least 50 years, I just believed in what I see. If I couldn't see it, I knew it. I had to touch it.
All right.
I had to feel it. I had to hear. That's what I believed in. I'm telling y'all. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a big deal with me until I got in the Word of God and realized that God wanted me to believe without seeing with my natural eyes.
Amen.
Without feeling with my natural hand. So we're going to pick up over here in, unless somebody else better press one, unless somebody else want to chime in, we're going to pick up the story. And Pastor, if you have that in John 20, then we should start at the 24th verse. So that was the 20th chapter and the 24th verse. Through about the 30th verse or 29th, to about the 29th verse.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. Okay. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold, my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord, my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me begin by saying Jesus wasn't hard on Thomas for his doubt or for his doubt. Despite of his skepticism, Thomas was still loyal to the belief that Jesus was the Messiah. He was still loyal to the fact that Jesus was the Son of God. Some people need to doubt before they believe. But now listen, if doubt leads you to a question, and question leads you to an answer, and answer leads you to excel, then doubt has done a good work. It is when doubt becomes stubbornness, and stubbornness becomes a lifestyle, and becomes a stubbornness. You don't ever want to make that your lifestyle. So stubbornness,
amen,
that doubt becomes faith. See, as long as the stubbornness doesn't bother your faith. It's okay to be stubborn, let me say that. But don't let it harm your faith. And
come
so
on.
When he had doubted, he stopped and realized and asked a question. Now look what he asked.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Jesus this important question. Or he told the disciples, says, unless I see with my own eyes and feel with my own hands, I ain't believing. Listen, brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm,
it's a blessing when you can believe and have not touched. It's a blessing,
all right,
when you can see and not see.
Amen.
So, in other words, have you ever wished you could, actually see Jesus? Have you ever wished you could actually touch him? Have you ever actually wished you could hear his words reverberate from his mouth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, there's a time you want to maybe sit at his feet. You would have loved to took Mary's place and wash his feet just to touch him. You know, because sometimes people, they like touching their superstars. I don't care if they're in college. I don't care if they're on Instagram. I don't care if they TikTok. I don't care if they're your famous rappers. Some people like, I want y'all to hear this, some people like to hear from their superstar. Can you imagine being in the physical presence of God? But God's plan is wiser. See, God's plan is wiser. He has not limited himself to one physical body. One physical body. He wanted to be present with you all the time. Now look at it like
this.
Look what he did. He sent the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can be in you, with you, all the time. So you can talk to him at any time, wherever you at. If you're on the plane, if you're in your car.
Yes, say that.
I want you, I know you can't find, and then too, what makes it so good, we can find him in his word, man. We can find him in his word. So that's why you want to make the word of God the final authority.
Yeah.
So let your doubt get deeper. If you understand what I'm saying, if it's going to bring you to the word of God, if it's going to bring you to truth, and if it's going to bring you to a place where you're going to hear God say, you're blessed. Because you haven't seen, but you yet believe. That's a blessing, man. Stop and really look at that. You're blessed because you're believing the word of God as the final authority. Jesus said to Thomas, look at my hand. Here, you want to see it? Feel it, Thomas. Man, you're more blessed than him. Oh, he was so wild. He wowed Thomas so until Thomas said, my Lord, my God.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. But real. This thing is off the chain.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. Listen, brothers and sisters. You're blessed. If you just stop and think about it, if you just stop and realize how blessed you are, you're more blessed than Thomas.
Right. How do
you say that? That's what the word of God say. We are. I'm not going to say you are. We are.
All right.
So Jesus said to him, because thou hast seen with your optical nerve, because you've seen with your eyes, thou hast believed. That's the only reason you believe, because you was able. You got a lot of people right now. The only reason they're going to believe, because they can see it, touch it, or feel it. But then Jesus said, now blessed are they, talking about us, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe.
Yeah. Amen.
So you're blessed. You're blessed. If you can believe this word and make it your final authority, because that's what Thomas did. He made that the final authority. Yep, Jesus done. He done resurrected. Yes, Jesus done came back alive. Yes, Jesus did everything he said. I seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I seen him walk through the door. I know he alive. Yeah, some people can't believe he's alive, but he's alive today, brothers and sisters. He's alive. He's no longer in that tomb. He's alive.
Amen.
He already came back, because he came back and talked to me. And him and the Father have made their board with me. The Word of God is the final authority. It says that, so I've accepted that, and that's how I know that. Okay,
right.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Like, any comments, anything, want to say anything, or thankful for anything other than hallelujah.
Praise God. So, Pastor, I just want to read that, those passages from the Message Bible. That's John 20, verses 24 through 29. And it says, but Thomas, sometimes called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, we saw the Master. But he said, unless I see the nail holes in his hand and put my finger in the nail holes and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it. 8 days later, his disciples were again in the room. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors, stood among them, and said, peace to you. Then he focused his attention on Thomas. Take your finger and examine my hand. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe. Thomas said, my Master, my God. Jesus said, so you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing. Amen, amen. So that just made it even plain what you were saying, Pastor. Amen. Praise God.
Oh, amen. Amen. And listen, brothers and sisters, God allowed Thomas to be an example for us.
Amen.
See, Thomas saw it, but we did. So he says, okay, Thomas, because you've seen this now, I'm going to bless everybody else who had not seen it. Now, he believed now because he saw it, but I'm going to really bless everybody who have not seen it but yet believe it. They didn't touch me.
Hey.
They didn't put their hand in my side. They didn't put their hand in my hand. They didn't do that. But you did.
Thank
so
you.
So you know now. But it's a blessing for those that have not did that yet.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So
thank you, Lord.
So I thank you, Pastor, for reading that and confirming that and making it real. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Anyone else? If not, we're going to see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
God bless.